Wow.
Yeah, Rico, you missed a lot. You missed a lot. You missed a lot. I want to give you a chance just to react to that real quick.
Wow. Kenny chose violence. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the way he delivered it, too. He was very satisfied with himself. All right. So let's get into the Tiger thing. Now, Rico, yes, all jokes about it. The last few days, it has just been a planet nebular where people want to argue about Zach McKinstry. And as I told a caller yesterday, and it was no smarm, no sarcasm, I don't care. Here, go ahead. Do whatever you want. You want him on the team? I don't care. Build a statue of him. Put him next to Ernie. I don't care. It is just nothing. The team is almost 25 games over 500. They're winning, and I'm focused on the trade deadline. I'm not going to do the TV broadcast campaign. I don't care. He's not an all-star. I've backed it up. I want to leave it alone. But
I'm with you. Real quick, Mike, I would say this. You got your charity with Javi being in the starting lineup. Nobody saw that coming at the beginning of the year. I would just call that even and just enjoy the four people that's going to the all-star game and enjoy the game.
Yeah, and be done with it. But I think the McKinstry thing ties into something else. There is a developing conversation in this town, not only on our station, but other places, and we'll leave it alone. We don't need to make any trades. We have everything we need. Oh dear. Uh-oh. I've even heard a couple people say, so where are we even going to play the player we trade for? Oh, all right. I see what's happening. So David called, and we had a conversation, Rico, and David said it best. There's no reason for me to change it right from the show sheet. You got to keep the main thing, and not get distracted by the shiny object. You have to get better at the deadline. Mm-hmm. Baseball is an arms race. And doesn't mean you're pulling blockbusters, but to act as if we have everything we need, here's what I'll enter into evidence. The LA Dodgers. You think they're doing nothing at the deadline? Oh, but we have everything we need. You never have everything you need. You can always get better. So I wanted to ask this question of you, Rico, David, Kenny, and certainly the listeners. Look, Tigers are cruising. No one's panicked. No one's saying you have to have blockbusters. Like, I'm not doing this ESPN garbage. Oh, the Tigers trade for Paul Skeen. It's not. Stop. I demand you stop. But I want to know where you're at, because the conversation's happening, and I feel like people are afraid to call this show because they think they're somehow going to get yelled at, which is possible. But where are you at with this? I'm team aggressive. You're really good. Let's get better. Mm-hmm. And if you think, well, where would we play the? I'm done. Like, if you don't think you have a spot for an Alex Bregman, if you don't think you have a spot for a Marcelo Ozuna, you know, if you don't think you have a spot for a Brandon Finnegan, you know, et cetera, then I can't help you. And I don't know what to say. But that conversation is beginning, and it scares me, because it shows me people have no idea what they're talking about. And that's not what I want. They've got a shot to get to the World Series this year. Let's improve our odds, shall we?
Yeah, because what's happened is it's people in Detroit, we fall in love with our guys, and they're our guys, and we don't want anybody, outsiders, to come in here because you're going to disrupt the chemistry. It all works. I'm with you. You always add talent, and you figure it out. You somehow figure out where you're going to put this person, where you're going to play them, when you're going to bat them, when you're going to pitch them. It's a great problem to have. We have too much talent, and now AJ, who's been a master at working what he has, give him more and go out there and work your magic with more. You absolutely want to have more. As I told David earlier, you don't want to get to September and have a key injury and now you got nothing because you didn't make a move because you thought everything was good. I'd rather have somebody sitting on the bench not playing, but you have them just in case for that one at bat or that one time you need that one out on the mound, you have that person. I'm with you. You never stop trying to improve.
And to your point, there's a difference between having the option of using a player versus relying upon them. Meaning, when the playoffs come around, Did everyone enjoy their Matt Vierling experience last playoff where he went like 2 for 1,000? How do we know that a career 220 hitter in Zach McKinstry is going to light up in the playoffs? I don't know that, and I sure as hell don't trust in it. How do we know that Javi and Torque will be what they are now? You don't. The answer is the deadline gives you the ability at a minimum to provide an option or someone that is established, believable, and has pedigree. Now look, I'll say this openly. I have a great amount of trust in the people running this organization. They're going to be very careful who they bring into the clubhouse. That part is real. The Tigers' weapon, Rico, I comped them the other day and people got all pissed at me. This party! I just said that the Tigers remind me of the D'Antonio kind of glory years, 2010 to 15. They don't have a lot of stars, but together, they're nasty. They win, right? They do things the right way, right? They develop players. And in the big moments, they come through. Those are all those D'Antonio things. So, look, I want to make a move. I want to make moves plural and get better. But I want to hear from the people. 248-539-9797.
You just got to hope the Dodgers don't become the Alabama Crimson Tide.
But Rico, here's reality. I can't control what other teams do. I can only control here. And look, the fact is, to play the Dodgers, it means you're in the World Series. Let's get there. The AL's terrible. There's like two good teams. You're one of them. If you count the Blue Jays, it's three. It's you, the Astros. You know I don't believe in the Yankees. Because what happened to the Yankees is the equivalent of Scooble blowing out. They lost Garrett effing Cole. It changed their entire season. So my point is, let's capitalize. Now, I don't want to do stupid stuff. Mostly what ESPN writes. Those trades are stupid. That Emmanuel Clase thing, stupid. There is no world, not this lifetime or the next, I would trade a McGonagall for a closer having an off year and heading towards 30. No, please, can an editor stop pieces like that?
Yeah, because a closer, much like a kicker, you're only as good as your last outing. And if you're on the decline, I really don't want to see you out there. I'm with you on that.
See, and let me say this too, regarding this conversation, because Rico, let me let you in a little conversation we had when you were gone regarding the Tigers, and Mike basically went out.
A lot happened while I was gone. Well,
it was a hurricane of content.
It was two days.
Well, what Mike did in those 2 days, he said the Tigers are winning this division for the next 3 years. So,
facts.
Within that conversation,
wait. Mike's giving out Tiger Groupons. Okay.
Three ponds.
So within that conversation, it was about, you know, how the Guardians did this for years and the Twins did it, and it's finally our turn. But when you think about that, that's great, that's wonderful, and I think we can do that. But in that time frame, only the Cleveland Indians made the World Series once. So it's great to say you're going to win your division, but we have to be aggressive because we cannot be like the Indians, and in that time frame, only make the World Series once. The Guardians. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the old name of it in 2016. I'm sorry.
So racist.
But we have to be aggressive because it would be so disappointing to say we've won the division the last 3 or 4 years and didn't make the World Series. Be aggressive.
I'm with you. Yes, I can't get angry because, wow, you won the division 3 straight years. Let's get to winning the division 3 straight years. But, yes, David, when I look at this team is special. This team is winning. Say what you want, but every day, different gym class hero steps up. Take advantage of this because next year is not promised. Everything could fall off a cliff, and the next thing you know, you go from being in the penthouse to you're the Atlanta Braves and you can't win one-run games.
Yeah, no doubt. I want to hear from the people because, listen, I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. But when the same people keep saying the same stupid stuff, what do you want me to do? I mean, my God, the way the TV side does things, you'd think it's the 1927 Yankees. It's a great first half, nothing more. And I'm not being insulting. This team's fantastic. They hit a ton of home runs. They play the right way. But it's nothing but a footnote in history. What they did in the first half, you have no guarantee it happens in the second half. Why? A lot of guys with very little track record. That scares me. Why? Because you got several guys who got about a 10-to-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio. That catches up to you. And look, you've been fortunate. Outside of the Alex Cobb thing and the Vierling thing, you haven't lost any superstars, right? Scooble, Riley, you know, your mainstays, they're healthy. They're there. You have a deep team. But this idea, oh, why would we ever do that? Yeah, I mean, have you watched baseball? Why would you do it? Because you've earned the right to do it. Because this baseball team with very smart people running it, who now have built arguably the best farm system in the sport, that's deep, by the way. It's not like they just have a Paul Skeens up top, and the minute you call him up, the farm system would fall to 13th or 18th. No. Weaponize some of those players that aren't helping you right now and won't help you next year, and let's maximize our window. And it doesn't mean we do something stupid. So please hear what I'm saying. Not you, Rico. I'm saying the people. But are you team we all we got, or are you team aggression? And let's just have a conversation. Let's see how this can go sideways. 248-539-9797. We will get with the people coming up next. 97.1.